Praise the Lord. I thank and praise the Lord for giving me an opportunity to testify His name. I've actually wanted to share this testimony many times, but this seems like the perfect opportunity because instead of one testimony, I now have three to share. And it has to do with my university. I'd actually applied to a few universities for my higher education. And when I wanted to apply to something that would be within my safe zone, but my parents had told me, you know, just apply to the best because God will give you the best. You know, you're not there to settle, you're there to get the best because you're God's child. So when I applied, I felt like I wouldn't get in. So when the admissions release date was there, I didn't tell my parents, I didn't tell anyone. I was just sitting and praying. I'm like, you know, God, if you're giving it to me, even if you're not thinking about me, just think about my parents. I don't want to disappoint them. So I came to church and I was praying and the worship was just unbelievable that day. I still remember February 4th. That was the day I was supposed to get it. So I came, I was praying, I was anxious, but again, no one knew. When we were praying, I think Jevin was just ministering and he was saying that God is telling you, just ask anything in His name. He's ready to give it to you. What do you want? And that's when I just remembered. I was like, yes, like God, please, can I just have this? If this is coming from you, then you will give it to me today. And I went home, prayed, because the US time is different. I actually woke up the next morning and I did not feel anxious at all. I was just relieved. I felt at peace. I felt like it's there for me. Like God has already planned it. When I opened up the portal to check it was there. You've been admitted. And for me, that was it was a confirmation from God because it came through the word. It came on Friday. I heard it. And for me, it was just like, I knew that this was the university. I got accepted into other ones. But for me, there was something about this that stuck because it came from God. So what happened was that I accepted it. And another thing is we went to the campus for the campus orientation. And when we went there, we visited a few buildings to check out the dorm. There were old ones and new ones. When we went to the new ones, they said it's impossible to get in. You know, for freshers, it's impossible. You have to be at least second year and above. So we came back, we prayed, and I was looking for a roommate. And I wanted someone who was a believer because I just felt like, you know, it would strengthen my faith to have someone there with me. I checked, I put down that I'm a Christian. No one came back. So a lot of them came back. They said, I don't practice any faith. So I told my parents, I'm like, what do I do? They said, pray, believe in God. He will give you the best again. So when my mom felt like God was telling her, you know, pray for this together with Sharon. So she sat down with me and my sister. We had prayed for it on Thursday. Friday morning when I checked my portal, I was praying, you know, God, can I get a better room? Because the other one that I got was far away from the complex. There was no one there. I prayed and I opened the site and you not believe it. The best hall that they had, the one they said it's impossible for freshmen to get into, there was one room available. And in that one room, one side of the room was available. I called my mom like, what do I do? She said, pray. You don't know who the roommate is, but just pray and accept it. I accepted it. And for me, there's something where my mom says I have OCD, but like, you know, I wanted the left side and God sees the smallest desires of your heart. When I checked the side, the left side of the hall was there for me. And then when I checked my roommate is an Indian and she's a Christian. It's unbelievable because God plans everything. Every small detail, He's already planned it. I was just, it's such a strength. It's strengthened my faith so much because He shows that everything is done in His time, in His will. It's not for me to worry about. When the right time was there, He gave it. Yesterday, I actually went for my interview. Again, I was scared, but I prayed, submitted in God's hand. And I got, the visa was improved. So I'll be, by God's grace, God willing, I'll be planning to go in August. I request you all to keep me in your prayers. And thank you.